I will tell you what, how it happened that I had to say goodbye, Baba, every time I used to fall. I don't know what happened, but somehow, when I was sent to Bombay by Baba, I would trip, I would fall. I mean, the slightest thing, I would see a banana peel on the footpath and I'd say, oh, oh, Katie, take care, now don't step on that. And sure enough, my foot would be on that. And I'd skid and I'd fall and I'd say, goodbye, Baba. And I said, what is this? I said, something wrong with me? Why do I keep on falling? One day we were in a theater and somebody must have dropped a blob of ice cream on the stairs or something. I came straight down into the foyer, sari and all spread out. And poor Anna was just laughing. She just couldn't even pick me up. And I'm laughing also with all the crowd around us. And I said, Anna Vaz, I just can't get up. What can I do? She said, no, ma'am, don't worry. She said, be calm, be calm. I'm laughing, she's laughing. We just had no strength to get up, you see. And I got up and all the crowd around us, you know, I felt so embarrassed. I just got up and quickly made an exit, you know. So, I mean, things like this would happen, you know. I would be out in the bazaar shopping or something. And one day I stepped on a green chili lying on the road. And swish, I landed on all the vegetable vendors, you know. It was just too much, this falling. So, and every time I came here to Baba on my leave or my holidays, Baba would say, anything new happened? And Baba would say, did you fall again or something? I'd tell Baba every time I fell down. All the funny things, and I fall anything that happened to me would be always funny. People would laugh, you see. I mean, although I would be in a bad way, even I would laugh, you see, when I fell down too. So, one day, where I was working in the Japanese consulate, we were on the main road, and all the big, all the dignitaries, like the Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, or all these, all the Russian, Khrushchev, or the Shah of Iran, and all these dignitaries, whenever they came from the airport and they passed, you know, they would pass by our main road. So all the police would be coming and their sirens and you know, everything would blow and we'd know, they're coming. So we'd all the local staff, you know, we'd all be prepared. As soon as we hear the siren, so we all rush out quickly, you know, and get out on the roadside and wave and cheer and all that. And the bosses would, we wouldn't even ask them, we'd just run out, you see. And they'd sit the whole office empty, what's happened? We'd be all on the road. So, and then we said, sir, sorry, but you know, the Shah of Iran was passing, we had to go, sir, we no time to tell you. So we just come back and join our seats back. And so one day Nehru was going to pass, I think, yes. And everybody was ready, and I had on new shoes, you know, and our flooring was very polished too. So I tried to make a dash, and they said, oh, Katie, come quick, the cars are coming. And I ran so fast, I skidded, you know, I just skidded right into the door and landed and crashed into my jaw here, and cut across here, bleeding, swollen, and I'd sprawled out on the floor, and they'd all run out, you know, nobody was there. And when they came out, they said, Mr. Qureshi was, they said, hey, sir, what are you doing on the floor? I said, what do you think I'm doing on the floor? Huh? He said, sitting just for pleasure. I said, pick me up. I can't get up. He said, what are you doing? I said, I fell down. Can't you see? Oh, he picked me up. And now there is my cheek all bloated, bleeding. And I said, oh dear, what is this? So when Baba came, I told him the story also. I said, Baba, how I went to see Nehru and I sprawled out on the floor and I fell down. So Baba said, every time you fall, one day I had such a nasty fall in the bus. It was pouring in Bombay, you know, mad rains in Bombay, how they rain. It just comes by bucketfuls, you know. I was in the bus and I was nearing my bus stop to get down near the office. So you had to be prepared. It was such a downpour. And I was putting on my raincoat and my hood and I was tying. Both my hands were free, I wasn't holding on to it. And that I knew the bus stop was a little further and I had still time. So he puts on the brakes suddenly. My dear, I was unprepared and there I go sprawling out in the middle of the aisle with my feet up, my head crashing down. And my purse flying into somebody's flat, my lunch, somebody has a banana here, somebody has an apple here, somebody gets something. And there I was. And I said, oh my God, I felt so bad, you know, I felt so embarrassed. I just got up and said, madam, this belongs to you, somebody's handing me something. Yes, yes, I just put everything here quickly and got up. And as soon as the bus came to the stop, I got down. I was dirty from head to foot, but luckily I had the raincoat on, so reached the office. And so I told this to Baba also. I mean, it was all right to laugh and all that, but I mean, it was just unavoidable, this falls, every little excuse, and I was falling. So Baba then, one day when he was there in 1952 or 54, I think, when he was in Bombay, he said, any more falls? Yes, Baba, I said, I slipped the other day from this place and I fell here. I fell in a cactus bush one day. Landed right into the cactus bush. And horrible cacti. I just sat down in it, you know.
Oh, my God.
No, what happened was there was, it had rained very heavily. And so the lane was full of water, you know. And these taxi people and these people sitting in cars, they enjoy splashing pedestrians, you know. And they love to see girls being splashed from head to feet. So I saw that taxi coming at full speed, you know. And I said, where shall I go? And I was just backing. And there was a little parapet, you see, a cement parapet. I didn't see that. And there was a cactus bush all along. So I went in to avoid that being splashed, you know. And my 2 feet stuck that, and I went back, you see. And I went back and landed right onto the cactus with such big thorns, mind you.
Oh,
and I said, oh! And I couldn't even shout, nobody. And the taxi went by, and I got all splashed from head to foot with all the muddy water. And then this man, and the coolie was passing by, and he stood before me, and he's just looking down at me, you know. And I looked at him, I said, what are you looking at, huh? He said, what are you doing there? I said, will you go away? Go away, I said. I couldn't get up because I was just fixed, you know. And I just cried. All the thorns were in me. I mean, it was agony that got pierced me right through. And I just couldn't find anything to hold on to, just lift myself up, you see. And so you know, the window, the irony was that Annawaz's window was right across. And I could call out, but nobody could hear me. And there I was, and they were waiting for me. We had to go to a doctor or something. And then, why is Katie so late today? Why isn't she coming home? And there I was sitting in the cactus bush, waiting, will somebody see me? Nobody came, nobody could see me. So at last I just managed to hold on to the parapet and extricated myself, and I managed to reach home bleeding. Oh, so such agony. And I said, Katie, what happened? I said, Anna was right below your window in the cactus bush. And she said, what were you doing there? I said, I fell down. Erita's sister Manu was there in Bombay for some medical treatment. I said, please come into the bathroom and please help me. She had to take pincers and pull out all the thorns, you know.
Ah.
I mean, I was bleeding and I was itching. It was painful. And I said, oh no, I'm not coming anywhere. You please go, I'll have a bath and I'll just rest at home. It was so painful. So all these incidents, you know, I would relate to Baba. So Baba said, every time you fall. He said, now next time you fall, you send me a telegram. And then I will know Katie has fallen down. I said, yes, Baba. And in my mind, I'm thinking, a telegram. Every time I fall, a telegram means if I fall in the office, I have to rush to the telegraph office and send the telegram to Baba. How will they give me leave? They will all laugh and I tell them I have to rush to the telegram office. How will I send the telegram? I mean, this is running so fast. In a second, you know, this mind is working so fast. And I say, and meanwhile, Baba just standing there said, yes, you send me a telegram and I will know. So while these thoughts are running in my mind, Baba says, no, telegram is too much. Every time you fall down, you just say out loudly, "Goodbye, Baba, and I will hear you." And I'll know Katie has fallen down. So you have to say it loud. So I said, "Ah, yes, Baba." I was very happy. That was very, that's much simpler. Remember and say, "Goodbye, Baba," and Baba will hear me. So after that, I did fall a few times, but then I stopped falling. So Baba, and he'd ask me. So, I mean, I fell down many a times after that too. And I said, "Goodbye, Baba." And whatever it was, Baba must have heard me. So gradually, then it stopped. Then Baba would ask me, "Did you fall?" I said, "Yes, Baba, I fell here, I fell there." Gradually it stopped. Then I didn't fall. But even in Japan, when I went to Japan for 10 days, you know, the office sends us to Japan. The government invites us to Japan for a free holiday after you serve in, serve there for 20 years or more. So I was invited there. And it was my last day in Japan. I think my bosses took me to a very posh, you must have heard about the Imperial Palace Hotel, one of the great, biggest hotels, you know. And very posh hotel and all that. I was out in my best sari, my silk sari and my new sandals and dressed up. I had my two bosses with me. And in Japan, you know, the men folks, they don't believe in escorting a lady. They must walk ahead and we have to walk behind them. So I was walking behind. And we enter this beautiful hotel. And I see this foyer, you know, lovely velvet curtains and big palm trees and polished floor, might have waxed, highly waxed flooring, wooden. I could see my reflection in it, you see, it was so polished. And I'm looking around, suddenly I just don't know what happened. These two men are walking ahead. Swish, I had new sandals, and it was my silk sari, and my sandals just flew in the air. And I was kidding, I was skating on that side with my silk sari and that polished floor. I was kidding along now.
Did you hit them?
Huh? No, I didn't hit them. They were far, walking far ahead. And I said, "Goodbye, Baba." I said, "No, Baba. Even in Japan, Baba. Why, Baba?" Here also. So, and suddenly they turned around and they said, "Irani-san, what happened?" "I fell down, sir." And I looked around quickly, you know. Nobody, thank God, nobody's around. They picked me up. I just put my sari in order. And then I walked with them. And I said, "Baba, please don't let this happen in the dining hall now. If I fell there, Baba, I'm going to make a mess." I said, "If the floor is going to be like this in the dining hall, I better be careful." I said, but as soon as we entered the dining hall, there was a carpet this thick. Your feet just sank in it. I said, "No, I'm safe. Thank you, Baba, I'm safe." So then we sat down and had a nice meal and the cabaret and all that. So that's what it was. Goodbye, Baba.
So did you take your falling away from you then?
Yes, my falling away stopped. Gradually it stopped. And now I very rarely do fall. Sometimes, one day over here, it was raining some years back. It rained heavily. And I was taking my umbrella and going to the dispensary and nobody was around there. I just, you know, somehow I skidded and landed into one of the trees. And I just had my bath and I had a clean set of clothes on. And right into the mud, everything dirty. I was sitting there and that. And one of the garden boys were there. And he was just looking at me there. I said, "Couldn't you see that I was skidding? Couldn't you come and help me?" He said, "I saw you fall, but what could I do?" I said, "Couldn't you come and help me or do something? You let me fall?" And he said, "Well, I couldn't hold you. What could I do?" And I said, "Goodbye, Baba." And I came and I was walking on like that. And Gavarendra said, "What happened, Katie? Why are you walking like that?" And I turned back and I said, "See my dress? So what have you been doing, landing somewhere?" I said, "I had a nice fall just now." "Oh no," they said, again you had a fall. But now I've stopped. I'm very careful now. I try to, when I walk downstairs or steps, I walk like a crab. I'm, you know, sideways, so I'm safe. And I dare not go straight, because then I'm going to skid and I'm going to do. So it's better to always be careful. You'll see me walking always very softly, very gently, because I dare not run, because I'm sure to trip and I'm sure to fall into something. So I am careful now, because I feel scared now to fall. Because at this age, if I should start breaking my hip bones and hip joints, and as old people, you know, as people get older, I hear many people having falls and doing all this sort of thing. I don't want it. I don't want to be a burden here. Just put me up into the clinic and say, now take care of yourself. There's nobody to look after anybody here. Well, that's my goodbye Baba stories. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Jai Baba.